What's going on, our valued It's Content podcast followers? Before we get into the episode, I got something to tell you. Our podcast finally has its first sponsor, Beantown Brew. The go-to coffee if you want to attack your day. It's for the blue-collar worker, the 6-to-2 guy, the guy on the job site busting balls, the underdog, the people that go unnoticed. Beantown Brew is for you, and if you're not drinking it, what the fuck are you doing? Check out Beantown Brew at beantownbrew.com. It's currently not online, but it'll be online soon. Keep a lookout for it. Beantown Brew, the coffee for the hard-working blue-collar savage you are. Now let's get into the episode.
Let's go. It's Content Podcast. We're back for another solo. Haven't been able to get guests recently. Everyone's been busy. Justin just got back from vacation. Looking tan.
Darren's nowhere to be found in the gym.
Nowhere to be found. Our personal trainer. We have a couple. I have like a list of people that we're going to get through. We actually have someone Saturday coming in.
Yeah.
Mako's World.
Cheap Eats.
This will be released on Saturday, but we'll also be recording another one Saturday. Yeah. That'll be released next week. I like his content. It's good. It's unique. Entertaining. You know what it is? It's unique.
Yeah. He actually told me he had like a couple of appendix surgeries because all that little Cheap Eats. I mean, I bet the Cheap Eats definitely is going to catch up to you.
Yeah, definitely check out Mako's World. He does like foodie stuff. He's from New York. He grew up in the city too. He's not like a fucking, you know what I mean?
Staten Island,
like, you know, spoiled brat.
Living in a mansion.
You know?
Like a 5-bedroom mansion. Across from like Food Boss.
Yeah. Nah, shout out Nikki and JoJo Scalata. They were supposed to come, but they bailed real quick on us.
I snuck that in there because they canceled on us.
Yeah, but it's all good. They're going to come back soon. But Mako, Inner City Kitties, he does like a series where he has $20 and he gets as much food as possible for $20.
He does it throughout the city. But then I was like, yeah, listen, pal, you're not going to get 4 spots for $20 here in Boston, man.
Right. What are you going to get for $20?
We're going to do 2 spots for $20.
Chips and a soda, like, you know.
I know. I'll give you a slap.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Mako's coming. That'll be cool to do some stuff with him in the deli.
Shout out to Sinless Snacks, though, you know. Shout out to Nick. It's a good company.
Yeah.
I do like the marshmallow. They're gluten-free.
Yep. Yeah.
Gluten-free.
Keto-friendly, so you know what that means.
Look at that. And they're packed with protein, too, actually.
I mean, we're losing weight, buddy. I'm 12 pounds down. Two weeks, 12 pounds down.
So you're going to tell me I can eat a Rice Krispie with one sugar? It's pretty crazy.
Yeah. Our buddy, check this out. Sinless Snacks. This is literally a Rice Krispie treat, bro. It tastes just like a Rice Krispie. Tastes just like a Rice Krispies treat. Like you said, has one sugar, two net carbs, and it's 90 calories, bro. You can pound fucking 3 of these and then nothing happens.
Probably shouldn't pound 3 of them.
But I'm just saying, throughout the day, you could have like 3 of them if you want.
You could. You know? Like that's a nice thing. Like, I like that late at night. I like that at night with my like Slate protein milk. I'll dip that in there.
Yep, that's good. That's a smart way to do it. Shout out Slate Milk. Fucking still trying to get something done with Slate Milk. I don't know what's going on, Manny Lubin.
What's up, buddy?
I know. We'll call Manny out right on the podcast, man. Founder of Slate Milk. We're hoping to get something done with them. Another cool thing we just did was some promo for the new Pats documentary that just came out. It's coming out tomorrow.
We might be on Apple TV.
We might be. So we're recording this Thursday for everyone for reference. It's Thursday. The documentary comes out tomorrow, but this podcast comes out Saturday.
Yeah.
So you'll know if we're in it or not. Can we talk about like our experience? I don't want to get like sued. Like, can I talk about like our experience? You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's out now, right?
It's already out.
So we could talk about the day, like how
why not?
Yeah, this fucking this 20 was, this, this, was this, a, this 20 people listening to this anyway.
This was a year ago.
Yeah. So you want to start kick us off?
Got like an email by some random dude was like, yo, we're filming a Pats documentary for Apple TV. Like, would love to have you guys come on.
Interview.
Like, all right, cool.
This was April 2023. April 2023.
So we're driving there. It's in Brighton. And all of a sudden, it's just like this warehouse. It looks like an abandoned warehouse.
Sketchy as fuck.
We walk in. It's like a paint shop. Right? It was like a Howwood store. It was like a fucking...
It wasn't
it was
a production.
It was like Ace Hardware inside. It was like all different paints you can buy.
I thought we were going to get murdered. I'm not going to lie.
Then it was, all right, let's go in the back. Yeah, that dude was a little weird.
He goes, let's go in the back. I'm like, huh.
I know. And he looked like Benny Blanco.
He did look like Benny Blanco.
So it was a little like, huh.
He was cool, but he was a little cool. Weird vibes walking in. And then we walked to the back and it's just like you go in this room and it's just mad big ass cameras and like,
well, on the way there was like set. You've got like the snacks. They had a big layout with the cookies
they
and
had
stuff.
The snacks before a little green room area and then
just all high production. That was like the most high production set I've ever been on for sure.
They mic'd us up crazy, but it was so I mean, like I said, this podcast is coming on Saturday, so yesterday for you all listening, the new Patriots documentary came out. It's like a 10-episode documentary of the last 20 years, and they needed local like fans and local people to interview for the documentary. So that's why they reached out to us to give some context. And then we did two interviews each. We did like, what, 20 minutes each, half hour. They asked us like, you know, your favorite memories, like what it's like growing up here, what sports mean to Boston people, like shit like that. And I thought we both did a pretty good job. I'm very interested because they can't tell us if we're in, or in it or not. No, so.
I'm very excited to watch, though. I got to sit there and binge watch 10 episodes. Might call a little shoddy over and watch it, you know? How was Valentine's Day?
Valentine's Day was good. Tuscan Kitchen was fire. Shout out Charlie, the GM.
I told you it was
Charlie, the GM, the GOAT. Yeah, bro, it was good. It was packed out.
What'd you get?
I got, we started with, it was like this octopus, like braised, red wine braised octopus.
You like the octopus all
It was
of a
good.
Sudden,
huh? Had the pancetta too. Ate it with the pancetta and a potato on the bottom. It was gas. It's like three little, what do you call it? Yeah, things like that.
Were they thick? I like them nice and thin.
They were
and crispy.
Pretty thick. They were like this big. They weren't that big, but they were charred nice.
Yeah.
We nice got and crispy. That. And then what was the other appetizer we got? Not a burrata.
It was cheese?
I'm blanking. No, it wasn't cheese. It'll come back to me. But anyway, for an entree, I got a nice steak. I forget what kind of steak it was. But it was a good steak with some black truffle butter on it. You know, worst thing possible to put on steak. But it made it taste so much better. I honestly kind of wish I ate it without the truffle butter now. But it tasted so good. It tasted so good.
I wish we held that.
And then Marissa got a carbonara, I think.
Nice.
No, bolognese, not a carbonara. Bolognese. I always mix those two up for some reason.
Yeah, they're very different.
Yeah, I don't know. But it was homemade fresh pasta. You could tell. You could
of
just
course,
tell.
Yeah,
it was,
Tuscan
it was
got
gas.
That. Tuscan's pretty good. Remember we went to fucking New Hampshire for the Tuscan Village? Pretty cool.
Are they related?
Yeah.
They're related, right?
Yeah, they all are.
Yeah, no, that shit was, it was good, bro. And the atmosphere in there was cool. Like I said, the GM was great. The waiter was great.
It's mad nice, and I told
paid
you.
Paid the full bill. Didn't get anything off the bill, but
wait, then why shout out the GM?
Because he was a good guy. He was a good, I didn't go and make a video or content.
Oh,
you know
I thought
what I mean?
You were.
No,
were.
I didn't make content. It's Valentine's Day. Come on, I got my phone out and shit.
I know.
But you know, we're respected around these spots sometimes. You know, give me a fucking 25% off, buddy.
You know what it is? We're spoiled. We're kind of like used
yeah,
to it.
Yeah, we are spoiled. Yeah, it's like, fun. Yeah, I'm a little spoiled. I'm a little
down,
spoiled
you know?
Bitch now, you know?
Kinda.
Yeah. But I was going to say something. Oh, no. He gave us a nice like $100 bottle of wine to go home with. So I'm like, oh, that's cool. Marissa
that was,
liked the wine,
that was
so she
nice.
Took it
that
home.
Was nice. Shut
What'd
up
you do for Valentine's Day?
I went to a Celtics game. I brought one of my besties. I like to call them besties. It's fun.
Who?
You know.
One of them?
Yeah, one of them. One of the besties. I don't like
How'd
using. I don't like using the word like, you know, like one of the side.
Your
like,
friend that's a girl? That's what it is?
Yeah, besties. If they're a bestie, they're girls, you know.
Okay. How was the game? They fucking blew all
They
Brooklyn.
Blew them out. Actually, so I went there a little bit early. I was like, all right, let me get in, beat the traffic. I was like, I'll get a drink. Go up to Banners, packed. And I go downstairs to that little hub hall, the little hall. Went to the corner of the bar, and I thought it was just barren wine because I didn't see no hot liquor, so I got a glass of wine.
Yeah.
And I try to pay, and the kid was like, nah, I know you. I'm like, okay, appreciate it. And then I see him pouring like a Jack Daniels. I'm like, yo, you got hot liquor here? He's like, yeah. I was like, all right, get this wine out of here.
What, the bartender didn't let you pay?
Yeah, he wouldn't let me pay because
oh,
he was
I
like, I know
you,
who
you
were.
Is that the kid Sean you
yeah,
were telling me?
Yeah.
I thought you said he was sitting next to you.
Sean McDonald. No, he was working there.
Oh,
he was working
that's
there.
Dope.
But he was like, we know all these people, Papa. He's like Jenga and all these people.
Yeah,
yeah,
he grew up in Montauk. Yeah.
But yeah, I ended up ripping shots with him. I had like fucking three drinks, three
Damn,
shots.
Really, you were all lit.
Diane, like the, well, I just said her name.
No, you didn't. Keep going.
No. Anyways, so I'm sitting there. It's like 7:30. I'm like, all right, like, where is she? And she's like, just running late. I'm like, all right. Yeah. So I go in the North Station to wait because I thought she would be there by now. So I like went outside.
She took
the trade-in? Freeze it out. Nah, she Ubered. But I was like, fuck, like I'm shivering. So I went underneath the Escalade, bro, getting noticed like crazy.
Yeah,
crazy.
Left and right.
So the girl started crying. I'm like, damn, like chill out. She's with her husband. There's this one kid that came up and he was like, yo, like what were he asking like what I was doing for work? I was like, bro, I used to work here. Like literally.
That's funny.
I was like, bro, like 4 years ago I was working here. So he says he wanted to be a rapper. I was like, bro, honestly, like don't stop because like literally anything can happen, bro. Like you just gotta keep grinding.
Anything can happen. That's true. That's
but it was
one
good.
Thing.
I ended up going to a nice restaurant on the North End, you know. Had a little bite.
That's
nice
good.
A couple of bites
yeah, nice,
to eat. You
nice,
know, a little
nice.
Meatball.
You did that before?
Salad.
Before the game
after,
or after?
After?
After the game. Post-game meal, huh?
Yeah, we were the only one. Nice. It was fun. It was fun. Fun night. We got a little drizzied. Nice. You know, Ali picked me up. Drove us home.
People don't know about Ali, though.
Ali's the GOAT, man.
Ali, people don't know about our little private driver we have now.
Yeah, we're going to change his name to Sal.
We're going to call you Sal from now on, brother. I hope you don't mind.
Sal.
You're going to wear the Scally cap too when you drive in.
Yeah, that's mad funny.
Nah, bro. He's the goat, bro. Ali, we just actually, Marissa was, because I brought, he drove was me and Marissa. Like, she was just like, who is this guy? How do you know this guy? And it was actually funny. Like, just randomly, like, he picked us up after the game one night and we just got his number. He gave us the aux right away, an iPad, actually.
That's what did it.
Gave us an iPad that had all the music on it. And that's really, like, you know, the number one thing we need in an Uber. You know, you need the aux cord. And it's like, sometimes energy. I'll ask these Uber Black drivers, you know, can I get the, and they'll,
I don't have Bluetooth.
Oh, I don't have Bluetooth, buddy. I'm like, it's 2024.
I get it, we're American, but like, come
the
on.
Fuck,
but
no, you,
I'm
talking
stupid.
About?
You don't have Bluetooth. You have a 2024 fucking Suburban.
Right.
Listen, Marissa, sit back, kick your feet up, get the heated CT, couple of chowed bellies.
Right, right.
You
know? A couple of chowed bellies.
Let the melt in your mouth. Don't even chew them.
Yeah, that's good. The gum. I like how he has the gum there.
You know? It's good. No, it is. You're dying of thirst. You got the water.
Yeah, so we just got his cod that night, and then we hit him up, and you know, we post some shit for his business, and he gives us a good rate, and that's it.
And it's on demand too. I can text him right now.
Really on demand.
I'm gonna literally text him right now and say hi, Ollie,
just to see how quick he responds. He might be sleeping.
Yeah, we'll see.
He works the late shifts, so
we'll see.
He was telling me when I.
Hi, Ollie. I said to Mahanat last night.
He was telling me when I
over under 2 minutes.
I think over, bro. I think he's sleeping right now. He's worked long yesterday. Remember you told me he went in early yesterday? He's deaf.
Yeah, sleeping. He's KO'd. He's also jacked out of his mind.
Yeah,
he's a good dude. He's from Pakistan. I was asking like what they eat. They eat some.
What
like,
do they eat in Pakistan?
Goat.
Actually?
Yeah. Mad meat, he said. Yeah.
Goat meat, huh? How do you even like what? Like, have you ever had goat?
Nah, I've always been weird, and I was really weird with goat. You know what made me weird? I don't even want to talk about it. But anyways,
Bad experience?
No, not bad experience. I just like watched the movie Don't Mess with the Zohan, and I was just kind of like, they really like have the goats. I was just like, I don't know. I was like, damn,
well, like
really
when you see
them?
The actual goat walking around, like, you know what I mean? It's kind of
especially
skeevy,
when you see them. You ever see them? Their eyes, their pupils, like sideways.
Yeah,
How do you like what?
Yeah, but then it's like you see cows and how dirty they are and shit. It's like, yeah, we just eat meat, mad meat, you know.
I'm gonna unsend that text. Yeah,
just
sleeping.
Stop the fucking text. Super Bowl, you win any dough? You win any cash in the Super Bowl or what?
Yeah, I put. I did throw one in before the game, and it was Chiefs money line with Kelsey anytime TD. It was like I put 100 to win a good amount. It was like 800, 700, 750. But then they were down 10. I was like, they're winning this game.
Yeah.
And I just like I stopped betting, bro. I haven't bet in months.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? I have a couple bucks in my check, and I just threw 250 on it to win a G. They were down 10, and that pulled through. And I actually, the third quarter, I bet I throw another 100 on overtime.
Yeah,
it was like plus 300. I was like, it's going overtime. So I hit that, ended up getting like 1,300. But if Kelsey scored, I would have fucking won like two Gs.
That's how my shit was too. I put aside like two fifty for the day, and I spread across like five like $30 parlays. And then I guessed the score, it was going to be 26-21. It was 25-22 KC, and I guess KC went in. But I hit like I hit like three out of the five parlays. If Isaiah Pacheco scored a touchdown, I think I would have hit five out of five. I would have won like
$2,000. You know what's funny though? I noticed though, all the people that you didn't think would score, the dude Jennings,
MVA, whatever his name is, Marvin Vince Scanlon, whatever the fuck his name is.
And McCole Hardman. Like,
the only one that was a favorite that scored was McCaffrey. Minus 200, bro, to score a touchdown. And he almost did. Like, he got the pass and he ran in, you know?
I liked Mahomes anytime TD for some reason, but
Mahomes
it didn't happen.
Passing went over. I bet that. I bet Kelsey over.
Oh, yeah.
Kelsey was looking slow in the first half, bro.
He was, and then
he
started.
Had one reception for 1 yard.
How about George
Kittle? Like,
well, George Kittle had like 4 yards, bro.
Damn. How'd you do, Justin? You win any dough? You bet any money?
Yeah, honestly, I loaded up on Chiefs money line.
That's it? Just really hammered that?
Yeah. Well,
I knew it.
I took a bunch of, like, parlays, but I lost in the checkout touchdown.
Yeah.
You want to know how I knew? You want to know how I knew? Ready, Brock Purdy has lost. He's been losing every playoff game, and he came back. So once they had the lead, they haven't been playing with the lead all playoffs. That's how I knew the Chiefs. That's why I did it at half. I'm like, nah, Chiefs are winning this game,
Brock.
What do
you think about the overtime shit, them picking to receive in overtime?
The NFL fucking just pulls these.
I was listening to Kelsey's podcast, and they were saying how like shocked that they did that. They weren't expecting them to want to receive, because now with the new rules or whatever, it's more smart to defer. So you
right,
fucking
because
then you really know what you have to do.
Well,
after
that, it's like, okay, word, we kick it. Now they score. Now we score and go for two. We win the game.
Yeah, that too. You just have. I think you have a lot more advantage.
You do
deferring on that. But I don't know.
Now, which is crazy.
Yeah, because then they went down. They only scored three.
Yes and no, though, because now, okay, you get the ball. You score first. You shut them down. You win.
True, but then you know it. But then you know it's four down territory either way. Like,
yeah,
that's what Kelsey was trying to explain it. He explained it better than I did. But he was saying, like, the fact that we knew right away, like, okay, now it's, you know, they're up by three. It's four down territory. No one's beating Mahomes in four downs. Like, he's like just shown that time and time again.
That whole drive, I think he had 45 rushing yards. He torched them himself.
Crazy, like, running, bro.
Rushing. That's why Mahomes is, he's good, bro.
What about this whole Mahomes-Brady talk? What are you thinking? Mahomes,
it's going to be like, it's literally going to be LeBron and Jordan.
Yeah.
It's like, to me, Jordan's always one, bro.
Just replicate each other. You know what I mean? Each generation just has a new, like, comparison with different sports and shit.
Yeah.
Now it's, you know, you got the McDavid and you got the fucking Gretzky, you know, in hockey. I don't know what baseball is. I don't follow baseball. But then you got Mahomes and the Brady now. Then Jordan, LeBron. Like, I wonder
baseball's
who the next
weird, bro. It's like, you know,
no one gives a fuck about baseball. I don't think.
You know what it is? Sucks. It's weird. You got, like, with home runs, you got Barry Bonds. It's like, you know, the roids. It's,
yeah.
You got Babe Ruth. It's like, come on, what are we doing? Otani's like.
Yeah, I know. He's like,
what are you gonna, like, come on.
I know.
I don't know. Daisuke Matsuzaka's good.
Yeah, I forgot about it.
Goat.
Shout out Christian Arroyo, man. Yo, we're going to Charlotte soon.
Yeah, going to Charlotte at the end of the month. Buddy, I'm moving. I'm moving.
Before Charlotte. Tell me about that. How's the moving
process?
I want
to get it all done before we go, bro. That's why I'm, like, anxious to, like, I just want to sign and just start getting. Because I will literally fucking lose my rent for this month, like, half of it. I'll literally leave tomorrow.
It's already, like, official. Like, you're moving, right? Like,
yeah, I'm gone. I told him. I was like, yo, I'm out of here. He was like, all right, do what you got to do. I'm like, bet.
So what are you looking at right now? Like, where are you looking to go?
Looking at Seaport. There's a place in Eastie too, but a couple more hundred I can live in Seaport. I have a rooftop pool and a sick kitchen I can do my videos in.
Yeah.
But the only thing is like, I like to go to Market Basket to food shop, and that's going to be a bitch.
Pain in the ass, yeah.
There's like no growth. Like, I'm going to have to go to fucking Stop and Shop and Salty. Ass.
I know, yeah.
But I mean, like, I don't know. I don't know what to do.
So you're just going
to
weigh the pros and cons. You should literally go on a piece of paper and weigh the pros and cons with the prices and, like, really think about what you want, you know?
Yeah.
Because that's what it comes down to, is what's going to make you happier, you know?
Well, definitely.
You don't want to just fucking impulse choose somewhere and then it's like, why'd I do this, you know? Like, you should actually
really write
out pros and cons.
You know what it is, too? Like, you're not going to know. Like, you're never going to know if you're ready, you know? No, that's anything course, with a kid, whether it's a car, you kind of just have to do it. Like, even with my car, like, I know I worked to build up my credit to just, like, finance a car myself, and I just did it. I'm like, I'm just gonna do it.
Yeah.
And I'm just gonna figure it out. Like, I've always been months ahead in rent, you know what I mean? So I'm just gonna, I have advantage right now, you know? So
I feel like that's what we're doing with the traveling too. Like, with the Charlotte trip, and then we're booking an LA trip, then we're probably gonna go to Chicago while we go to LA. Just gonna do it. We've been saying we're gonna do it for mad long, and you know, this opportunity came up with your cousin to go to Charlotte for a couple days, you know, taken care of. So I'm like, you know what, why not just go travel, make some content, you know? What the fuck
bought
do we have to lose?
Flight. Like, look at that, we bought a flight, you know, first class flight, like, that money, like, it's gone, like,
yeah,
you know what I mean? We're not even thinking about it,
right? It's over with now. Yeah. And then after that, probably a couple weeks after that, we met Andy. Shout out Andy.
Creators Inc.
in LA.
Content house. I might get crazy. Like, if there's a pool in there, I might, like,
shout out Nico Verano Sweat House. It's like a infrared sauna place with cold plunges.
Burlington, that one was sick.
Burlington, he just opened it. Very, very nice. Definitely go check it out. Sweat House Burlington. And I met this guy Andy at his launch event, and they're very close, and he just said he loved the content, and he's big in the content space. I'm not even sure exactly what they do, but I think they manage creators and stuff like that.
Vouches and said he's the smartest guy he knows, you know?
Yeah,
so.
he is a good guy, but he literally said, he was like, I want to send you both out to LA on my dime and stay in LA on me, and that's it. And we literally just posted a podcast talking about the kid Paul from LA was like, yo, when are you coming? And we were both like, you know, we got to make it make sense. Like, it has to make sense. Now it makes sense.
Everything's, even like the driver, like, we were sitting here saying, like, damn, we just want a one set driver, and it just, like, happens. Like,
it just happens. Yeah, that's why it's also good, you know, not to rush anything either, because shit usually falls into place, especially when you're putting the work in, you know? Yeah. Stuff just starts to fall into place. So,
for sure.
That'll be fun. I think we're going to go to a Charlotte Hornets game in Charlotte.
Yeah.
See our buddy GW. You know GW?
Yeah, I know GW.
Grant Williams in Charlotte. How weird is it he got traded there? And we're going there in like 2 weeks. So we're going to see him on the court.
The way this shit works, bro. It's crazy. Yep. I really had a buffalo chicken wrap and an egg and cheese this morning.
Huh?
Yeah. You know what I did? I bought bacon, egg, and cheese with avocado, one English muffin from Frank Anthony's. Yeah. And I thought I was going to the office. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to get a buffalo chicken wrap for lunch.
Just pounded both, right?
I ate one. I'm like, huh, that was still
so hungry. We're still hungry, right?
Buffalo chicken's looking awfully good.
Yeah.
It's piping hot still. Yeah. I'm like, you know what? He's 20 minutes late. Pounding it.
Yeah, I've been good, but just not eating until nighttime. Because if I eat during the day, I'm just going to want to keep eating. Like, I just...
Yeah,
unfortunately, that's just how it is for me. I just want to eat. Like, I want
to
eat.
It's different for everyone. Like me, I'll go to the gym.
It is different for everyone.
After that, after the gym, like I won't eat. I mean, after the gym, I'll eat. And then I really won't eat the rest of the day.
Yeah, I just enjoy going home after a long day and like having my meal. That's like my award for the day, which kind of sounds fucked up, but it is. Like I like to dial in throughout my day, not eat, like focus up, and then you know when I'm home at like 6 o'clock, that's my one meal of the day, and it's a big meal. I don't fucking, you know, I'm not going half ass. I'm definitely eating a big meal, but you know, I'm tracking it. I'm not eating shit, and that's it. That's just what works for me. Wake up nice and light. You know,
I like that's why I like to eat right after the gym and not like past 6-7 because I like to wake up.
I don't
with
eat
that
past
light.
I don't eat past 7:38 like at the latest. Wake up, at the latest.
Just fucking wake up. I look in my mirror and I'm just chiseled.
Yeah, it's nice. It's nice. I think we finished our dinner at like 8:30 last night.
Shoulders are starting to come in. Good and though. Shit. Did you see my snap I sent you? I was like, call me super beefy 10-3.
Yeah, I can't wait to. Is that released? It's released. It's on our YouTube. Check out the deli episode we did with Calvin Cato on the It's Content YouTube. That was a funny one.
Yeah.
Funny one. Calvin Cato's probably what, top five UFC fighter in his division. Featherweight. He fights at 145, which is crazy. But he's a fucking beast. Good friend of ours too.
He's fighting and, UFC 300. Is that March or April?
UFC 300 is April, I believe. So that'll be fun. There's a big UFC card Saturday. We're gonna go to Encore. So yeah, if you're listening to this podcast on Saturday, come by Encore. We'll be there. But yeah, man, got a lot of cool stuff coming up. I think the number one thing for me right now is we gotta just keep staying consistent, keep putting the work in, and you know, good things come. I was actually talking to my sister before I left the house today, and just telling her about, you know, just filling her in like the Wahlberg shit and all that, and they were just like, yo, like you guys are like just like meant to do this. Like you're like, you can just see like how comfortable you guys are on like the, whether it's a podcast or on camera, you know, like, and because I was telling them about the Patriots doc a little bit, and I'm like, I don't know if we're gonna get on it. They're like, you probably got it. Because she was like, you guys are just so like, you feel like it's hard to for us to see, but like you could just see it's like, it's you guys are like meant to be on camera, you know. And then I also said the Eric show. That's why with the Eric show, we weren't like scared to do the thing on stage. It's like you just kind of figure it out.
Yeah,
you know.
Like, would you like, I'd be nervous to go out. We were on the stage. No, when you said that, I was like, no, not really though. I'd be go out. It'd be fine.
Yeah, I'd be a little
until
nervous.
I get out there and just like. Shriveled up,
just freeze up, right? I would definitely need to be prepared for some, to do something on stage in front of a big crowd. I mean, there was like 700 people.
You have to legit
there.
Rehearse it.
Yeah.
Who wants t-shirts? Yeah, we don't have none.
What about sushi mangoes?
I'm just very interested. Like, what do y'all do? Like, is there a set?
I think we're gonna get them on our podcast when they come in.
Sushi.
They come in the 26th. Their show's the 27th. So that's even before Charlotte. And we're going to probably get them on the pod. We're going to get them in the deli, and they're Australian Italian guys. And they do like, skits. It's actually, their skits are funny as fuck. They do like these sketch comedy skits. It's like Italian moms and dads and shit. And, yeah, we're going to get them in the deli and they do live entertainment.
Sushi Mango.
I wonder what their live show is like.
That's what I'm saying.
They do like live skits on, it's like a play. Like that's kind of cool though.
It's
very etiquette, you know, Galato from East High.
He lives in my old apartment that I grew up in. Yeah, isn't that funny?
It fucking stinks.
Like just boiled just fucking ham.
Asparagus piss and onions, you know, B.O.
Nah, yeah, I think the asparagus, I definitely think like a nice ham, just smells like baked ham in there, like honey hams.
Not a bad smell.
He's a ham.
Yeah. But Sushi Mangoes Wilbur, the 27th, I think it's a Monday. Which is an odd day to have a show, but hey, what are you going to do? They're from Australia. They're in Boston for the first time.
I'm curious.
So it'll be cool. Yeah. Long term. Do we have anything coming up long term? Really just focusing month by month right now.
Calvin Cater's event 24th, kind of excited for.
Yeah. Calvin Cater, the UFC fighter. We're going to be at his event, the 24th, Combat Zone. Go check that out.
Hopefully he can play some of the
Manchester Dave's Hot Chicken. We're going to go by. That'll be cool.
Dave's, woo! Yeah.
Are you good?
I'm all juiced up. Can you bring these to the office so we can have some snacks?
I don't even want to look at these right now because I don't want to eat.
Just put them in the office. It's good for you.
It's good for you, right? These are good for you? They are good for you. I just like, I'm really trying to stay strict on the whole eating at night. Well, if we're jacked in the office,
we can pound some of these, you know?
Well, yeah. I just, you know, I want to drop a certain amount of weight first before I start, you know, integrating the daily
eating. Well, yeah, just put that on my desk.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
What else is new? Nothing really, right? I think we kind of covered everything.
Hopefully next pod I could just be moved out, man.
Yeah.
I got to go to that dude's office first.
You got two showings today? Where?
I have to go to his office
East
first,
Boston?
And then two in Eastie.
Interesting.
I have someone else doing at the Aura too, about to send me some things.
I'm doing taxes Thursday.
Tomorrow.
Today's Thursday. Tomorrow I'm doing taxes. That'll be fun.
Let's go.
Been putting it off for a while, but I think I met a good new accountant, and you know, we're gonna really give it to them. You know, gonna really give it to them. So that'll be good to pay the government more money. Yeah, I'm just trying to talk, and you're showing me DMs. I'm just like, sorry. Are you like locked in? Like, what are we doing right now?
Man.
Come on, you're reading texts. I'm trying to talk here. We're only 27 minutes
in.
I'm
fucking done.
This is the world's shortest podcast of all time.
I'm fucking done.
What were your top three shows growing up? Like, not like little, but like middle school, like, or like Drake, elementary, middle school.
Drake and Josh, Sweet Life of Zach and Cody, and probably iCarly.
Yeah, that's like mine. Mine was like Drake and Josh, iCarly. Zoe 101.
Oh, yeah, Zoe 101.
I watched Jersey Shore, too.
I liked Victorious. I liked Jersey Shore, too.
Who was, like, your crush out of all the, like, the actors?
Actors?
Actresses.
Oh, yeah. Bro, I loved Ariana Grande way before.
I loved her, too, yeah. I love Miranda Cosgrove, bro. I don't know why.
Yeah, I didn't like that. I didn't like that.
I liked it. I don't know. No, who I liked? I liked...
There's a chick from Zoe 101. Zoe 101.
I liked the chick from Victorious. Victoria like Justice? The emo one, though.
Yeah, she was hot.
She was hot.
I liked Victoria Justice, though. She's bad. Oh, I love Wizards of Waverly Place. I love that.
Selena Gomez.
In New York. They were like, his dad was the Mets fan.
Damn, yeah,
they had, like,
bro,
the Jewish deli.
I forgot about all that shit.
Wow. Yeah, Victoria. That was a good show. They were wizards. Like, that shit was sick.
Yeah.
They had their little cave and shit.
Yeah, that was good. What else? What other show? I like when they did the movies of it. Like, Drake and Josh did one.
Oh, yeah. Kimbo Slice was in it. He was in jail.
What?
Kimbo Slice was in jail when they went to... there was two movies. There was a Christmas one. Then there was the movie where...
Go to Hollywood was
that
one?
Yeah, Tony Hawk was in that one.
What about the iCarly Go to Japan? You don't know about that. iCarly went to Japan. That was a fun one, bro. I loved that one.
I need to get refreshed.
I used to love watching those, bro. I used to write like stories and shit.
I used to love like Jimmy Neutron too, though. I used to love like the little cross platforms with them. I love Zach and Cody where they would get like Darren Williams and Chris Paul, Kevin Love were on it and shit.
That's funny, bro.
Like,
that's what I want to do. I want to turn the deli into a show where you get like celebrities involved in it, like Mark Wahlberg's
they
in
all
it for an episode.
Like, even the athletes, like, they want to act, and so they want
Jason Tatum's just like with my baby mama, like in a fucking, you know what I mean?
I know, like, I know. Seen a lot of people at the game yesterday, bro. Mad love.
You seen a lot of people?
Mad love. Anyone I was mad low key. I didn't win none of the hats or anything.
That's good, bro.
I didn't really see no one we knew, no.
But kind of like the familiar faces at the Garden nowadays. It's fun.
I know. Someone actually
DM'd me.
Everyone's
expecting us to be there. It's cool.
It is.
We got to set up a game for like either, I want to go to the
Philly?
Yeah, 76ers, or there's a Golden State game too. That would be sick to go to.
Curry's so good, bro. I was just looking at he's number one for three-pointers made by like hundreds. Like, no one's ever going to beat his record, bro.
He's fucking nasty.
He's so good, bro. I seen LeBron's probably going to go there, bro.
You think he's
gonna leaving the Lakers after this year.
What do you think,
sure.
Justin? Where do you think LeBron's going to end up? You're a basketball guy.
They're at Cleveland.
Maybe, I don't know, wherever his fucking son can go.
That's what I said.
But his son can go anywhere, that's the thing. He's not like a top. He's not even a first-round pick, his son.
Yeah, probably not.
Any team's just going to do it. I mean, any team will do it. It's probably like their market's going to go straight up.
Yeah.
No matter what team it is.
Crazy, right?
I think it's Golden State or Cleveland.
Damn. Cleveland would be nasty.
Yeah, with Mitchell.
Both teams would be nasty. Crazy.
Well, Cleveland got more depth for sure.
Yeah, man. Well, I think that's a good place to wrap this up. I think we talked about, you know, a whole lot of nothing on this podcast. But
no, it wasn't a whole lot of nothing. I had fun.
Yeah, I know. I had fun, too. I think these solo ones are just updates about our life, you know, what we got going on. We do Q&As here and there. But if you guys have any suggestions on what you want to hear on these solo episodes, just let us know. But it's really just about what we have going on.
It's
really
content.com for the merch.
Yeah, it's content.com. No E.
We got some new
C-O-N-T-N-T. Yeah, go to the website. We got new shit coming. We actually have a call at 2 o'clock today.
They canceled.
What?
Yeah.
They canceled?
To Monday.
Why?
Something came up, they said.
Something came up, right?
They don't have the things ready, huh?
Something came up, right?
They don't have the things ready, huh?
I'm going to have a nice voice note going to them today. Should I just do it right on the podcast? Yeah. Guys, what's going on? What are we doing here? No, I'm trying to be better without answering my emotion. You know what I mean? Let it simmer. Let me simmer down for a second. That's annoying, bro. They cancel all the time, though. So what are we doing?
I know.
Anyway, guys, not going to get into it.
We're starting to get that monthly payout, though. I like it. Did you get your check in the mail yet? Good.
I don't know. I think so. I got to go look. It's content.com, itsconntnt.com. Go get the merch. Everyone's asking for the merch. Go check out Sinless Snacks. And be on the lookout for Beantown Brew. It's coming out soon, eventually. You know, K-Cups, all that. It'll be cool.
Healthy fucking Rice Krispie Treats on Amazon.
That's it, guys.
He says he kills it on Amazon. Everyone loves it.
Sure does, bro. Shit's fire.
Guys.
At the end of the day, guys, it's all content. It's all content. You already know that. Yeah. It's all fucking content. What the
fuck is wrong with you? I can tell who's on the way out. 25 show, check the payout. I ain't going home, I'ma stay out. Motherfuckers hate you when they looking for a way out. I just sit back and let it play out. And she gon' let me hit it any day now. What you gonna say now? Have my ex-girl got a bait now. But she still let me stay now. I got a Dallas and a H-Town boo. Got a Betty on Cape Town too. Ooh, 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 ooh.